Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Las Vegas. Just my mic here. All right, we've now been joined by Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 Credit One Bank Chevrolet. And Kyle, you finished second here last year at this particular race. So just talk a little bit about how your team plans to approach this weekend and obviously what your hopes are come Sunday.
Yeah, we had a good run here last year. I think we finished second in both races, Xfinity and Cup, which is better than I typically had run at Vegas, so was happy about that. But we were pretty good most everywhere last year, and we tested here a couple weeks before Daytona, and we're really fast. It was our first time with the new Camaro ZL1, so was happy about that. And I'm sure we're back here with about the same setup as we ended the test with. So we had a good run there, and just kind of wait and see how it goes. Excited about it. You know, Atlanta's a unique mile and a half. You know, you get somewhat of an idea of who's fast, but I feel like once you get here and through the rest of the West Coast swing, you get a really good sense of who's going to be good all year long.
All right, we will take questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll start with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Kyle, so you mentioned the test, and you laid down a lap, especially there at the end, that was way faster than everybody else. So are you more confident than you would be coming into a normal weekend just based on what you've seen already?
Yeah, probably. You know, you're just thinking back to last year, we really had no idea we were going to be as fast as we were. Where this year, you know, after having the test and after having the year we had last year, you know, that really helps your confidence. So, you know, we know coming here this weekend that we'll be fast or should hopefully be fast, but you just still have to execute. But, we had a really, really good test. We made the car better throughout the 2 days, and, our race trim runs were really good, and then our mock qualifying run we made there at the end was fast as well. So, we'll stick to qualifying trim all day today, which is nice. You're going to have a good balance in race trim, so you can just work on qualifying trim today and try and, qualify as good as you can for later tonight. So excited to get on track, and hopefully it all feels the same. A lot of times when you test, though, for some reason it can feel totally different when you come back for the race, just a few weeks later. So hopefully that's not the case today, and we have a good balance and can, be strong all weekend.
All right, Mike, let me get a microphone right here.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Really windy. How much does that matter?
I don't know. I mean, I always feel like you ask the guys who have 15 years or more experience, and they can feel a 2 mile an hour wind. But us young racers, I feel like the wind doesn't bother us as much. So I remember when that huge windstorm, dust storm, whatever, rolled through here a couple years ago. I couldn't really tell a difference in balance or what, but I don't know. I'd like to say it doesn't matter, but maybe if I go out there and my car's struggling, I just blame it on the wind. But it seems like all the older guys can pinpoint the wind direction a lot more than us.
All right, Brett, did you have a question?
Brett McMillan with PRN. Next week at Phoenix, you got the new layout with the start finish line in the middle of turns 1 and 2. How does that change things for you guys?
Did they already move it?
Is it next week or is it?
Yeah, it'll be the November race. Yeah, so it'll be the same, I'm pretty sure, next week.
Okay.
So it won't be any different for me.
All right.
But I'm excited for it.
Additional questions? Oh, go ahead.
Steve Richards with PRN. Kyle, you won from the pole at Fontana last time. Do you feel like you're dialed into that track? And if so, why?
I don't know. I think last year we were, for the point in the season, everybody's still working on their stuff, a good bit. We were good, really good at Fontana last year. Was able to get the pole and lead the most laps, I think, and win the race. So, hopefully we can do that again this year and do it even more often than we did last year. But Fontana is always a fun racetrack, and I ran second there my first year, and then kind of struggled the next 2 or 3 years, whatever it was, and then finally won last year. So I think it just kind of matters with, how good your car is.
Why do you think that the most of the teams will be dialed in after the West Coast swing?
I don't necessarily think dialed in, but everybody can kind of get an idea of who's going to be your top 10 cars kind of roughly throughout the next, handful of months. It seems like, last year, myself and the 78, after the West Coast swing, everybody pointed, to us two as being the two best cars, and it kind of stayed that way the rest of the year. So I think that's where you can kind of get it, get your idea of who's the best car, who's the best team, and or the best few teams. But I don't know. It's just Daytona, you don't get a good idea because it's super speedway. Then Atlanta, you get somewhat of an idea, but it's a little different because the track's so wore out and the driving style is different. The setups are a little different. And then you get to Vegas and Phoenix and Fontana tracks that have good grip and you can use your downforce. That's where you can figure out who's good.
Right. I believe Chris had a question up front.
ChrisKnightEdgeFence.com. Kyle, I don't know if you Tony Briandigger, she's USAC's all-time winning driver in female winning driver in USAC. She's gonna make her way to pavement, run some ARCA races this year. Are you familiar with her? Have you watched her race? And can you tell us anything about her if you do know her?
No, I don't know her. I did see some headline this morning that said she was running a few ARCA races. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's neat to see anybody come out of stuff that I grew up doing, USAC stuff. I want to say maybe she did like Ford Focus stuff. I don't think she's ever ran really many USAC national races. I don't know. I've never raced with her, and I've ran some USAC stuff. But yeah, hopefully she can be good and get some more opportunities along the way.
All right. I believe Mike, did you have a second question?
Kyle, this car is so new and there's so much you guys, I guess, don't really know about it. When you go out and practice and you're not at the speed that you want to be, how do you know where to go first with the car? Is there certain things that you attack first?
I don't know. That's a better question for the crew chief. But it's just a different body. It's the same chassis, same components, everything. So, we have a nice notebook of stuff from when we had the SS. So far it hasn't driven any different to me, hasn't felt any different. All the visual stuff inside the cockpit, side windows, all that, it's the same. So, it looks different on the outside, but it doesn't, nothing seems different yet for me. So, I felt like Atlanta, I know we finished second there last year and, finished ninth there last weekend, but, I finished a few spots better than what I should have last year and then finished a couple spots worse than I should have this year. I felt like maybe speed-wise we were one spot to two spots off of where we were last year at Atlanta. So, I'm sure we'll struggle at times with the new car, but it wouldn't be any different than what we struggle with the SS.
All right. We'll go up front and then back to Jeff. Go ahead.
Kyle, Rex Winterton from St. George News. Just wondering, as you go week to week to every different venue each week, is there anything that's superstitious to you? Do you wear the same pair of socks every week or anything that brings you good luck over something that does not?
I used to be really superstitious growing up, racing. And then once I got the stock cars, you kind of realize that a lot of it's out of your hands, so the superstition stuff kind of goes away some. But if I have a few good weeks in a row, that's when you can kind of get like a routine, that you did the week before when you ran good and you carry it over to the next week. But other than that, nothing crazy, no lucky socks or shirts or anything like I used to have.
All right, go ahead, Jeff.
Kyle, can you explain how I know you grew up doing this where your fast laps have to come right away, like in a heat race or in practice or whatever, and you've got to come out, you're saying you're in qualifying trim and you're going to be there, so I assume you'll be asked right away to come put down a fast lap. But if you haven't been out in the track in even a few weeks, how do you do that? Like, what's the process like where you're fast right away and you don't have to warm up or have practice or something?
It's tough. Typically, you know, in my career, we always start in race trim, you know, which I like because you do get that rhythm, and you feel the track, feel your car, whatever, and then you know when you switch to qualifying trim, you already have an idea of like how far you can push it and all that. So, starting in qualifying trim, you know, I always feel like when I've done that, you know, your first lap is you know, 80% maybe to its potential. You might underdrive the corner, overdrive the corner, you know, turn in the corner too soon. You know, you're not, and I wouldn't even think, you know, Jimmy Johnson, who does it all the time, you know, starts qualifying trim. I'm sure his first run is a little off of what its potential could be. So, you know, I would prefer, if we had enough tires, I would obviously prefer to start in race trim just to get your rhythm. But with the allotment of tires, it seems better, or you can use your tires more wisely if you start in qualifying trim, you know, for tomorrow's practices and stuff with happy hour, and have more, you know, sticker sets to work on your race setup. So that's why we're starting qualifying trim. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult. You never nail your lap the first lap out. It's hard to commit, but it's nice that we tested here, you know, a month ago or whatever, and I have an idea of, you know, where I'm going to run, how much throttle input and stuff like that.
All right, we'll take our final question from Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Does this race increase importance because it's the first race of the playoffs when you come back, or is the weather going to be so different that no matter what you learn here, it's going to be pretty – it's just not going to relate to September?
No, I mean, I think anytime you race at a track, whether it's cool or hot, you know, it relates. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some added importance to this race with it being, you know, in the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully we have a strong race, and you know, if not, you know what you need to go back and work on to be better when you come back later in the year to benefit your playoff run. So, yeah, I mean, not that this race, when it was just, you know, a standalone event or, you know, one race, wasn't important, but anytime you can race at a track that you're going to come back at in the final 10, it's got some added importance to it.
All right, Kyle, thank you for your time this morning. We wish you the best of luck this weekend.
If you're free for the next thing, go with it. The only thing, this Xfinity one.